Blog Talk Radio.
Man, y'all know what we do. We chilling with Gene Boo.
We stay up one night, stay Seattle. Nigga, flashback of the homeboy cocaine. If y'all square ass, bark ass niggas don't know who it is.
That's real talk right there, baby.
Cocaine.
Ink in my flesh, west side tatted on my chest.
God damn. Cocaine, I'm about to stuff my motherfucking chest up walking off this shit, nigga.
I'm DJ Crazy Tune.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the show. Welcome to Westside Wednesdays on the G. Lou Show. I am G. Lou, your host for the evening. I am joined by my lovely, beautiful, incomparable co-host, the lovely, beautiful Miss Queen Jean is here as well. Good evening, Queen Jean.
What it do, G. Lou? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, I'm hyped up. I feel real good tonight, in a good mood, because, you know, we got a good show tonight. We got a great show tonight. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we got a
everything
legend,
good with you, Queen,
legend.
Before we get started?
Yeah,
yes, a legend.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and get the show started because our guest is here and his time is precious. But before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsors for the evening, none other than BTP Media Group, the legendary Jeff Kwan and crew. Got to give a shout out to the legend Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, tune in as well. Also, give a shout out to the GLUShow.com, our website, everything in tune with the GLU Show. Go check it out. And D.D. Harrison, the author, publisher, producer as well. And Buddy Boy Entertainment as well. So without any further ado, our guest is here. Queen, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce our guest because he is here.
Okay, let's welcome the OG, legendary cocaine from out of Pomona. Hey, what's happening, sir?
Hey, salute, celebration, happy season.
All of
Coca-Lope.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Thanks for having me on the platform.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, definitely a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And I want to thank you, man, for joining us tonight and just always keeping it real with the G. Lou Show and showing me love, bro, over the years, you know. So I just want to thank you for that, man.
Right on, good brother. You know, family, take care of family.
That part. Now, cocaine, man, so much to talk about and all that. So much history and so many things. But before we do that, tell us what's going on right now, man. Just, you know, like you said, it's the season. We're in the holidays. A lot is going on. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, joint ventures, projects, and anything. So anything you want to kick it off with just to get the people hip with right now before we even get started so they can, you know, be on point and know what's going on with cocaine right now, because you got a lot going on, Coca.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot going on, but God give you the strength to keep going, so I'm going to keep going. Just been working in the Batcave, you know, taking advantage, trying to have positive pluses out of this old COVID virus bullshit, you know what I mean? So it allowed me just to stay in the cave and put projects together. You know, I just recently released 4 singles this year. And one of the singles is starting to pick up. It's a single called Hush, produced by Chill from Compton's Most Wanted, Rob T, but it's featuring Kool Rock Ski from the Fat Boys.
Fat you know Boys.
I mean? Right, and then I got one with my cousin, Code 187. That's a setup and a pre-warm-up to the Architects and G-Funk project. And I finished this project also with Sugar Free. And that's been 21 years in the making. That's called Sugar Cane. And Sugar I'm prepping for my new album. Yeah, my new album will be coming out soon. Well, right after the Sugar Cane album. And I'm prepping for my daughter album to be released. So I've just been having my hands on a lot of projects. Been doing a lot of hooks for 2021. And just the same old two-step, G-Funkin, original G-Funkin.
And since you said did some more hooks, let's go ahead and put this out there for the people who don't know. Cocaine is officially the number one hook man in the game. I'm not even going to say the West Coast in the game. You know what I mean? Period. The stats are there. The numbers are there. They don't lie. And Cocaine, let's just go ahead and put that out there, give you your flowers on that. You are the hook man, the hook master, definitely for the West Coast, you know what I mean? But just in the game in general, you've done so many. Do you have a number on how many you've done, or just is it just that many?
It's just a lot.
Or how many millions you
just
sold?
Just put it like that. It's in the thousands. It's in the thousands. Right. My voice has been over 50 million records.
50 million records.
But it's a lot of work. You know, I didn't never anticipate, you know, being the most featured nothing on anything, because I just enjoy music. Because me and my cousin Hutch come from a musical background. And years
Coco, hold on, not to cut you off, but tell Queen G, my co-host, because she knows about you, but she's a little, not all the way. I'm going to just put it out there, but tell her who your people are in the stock and who you come from, Cocaine, like you just said, the history behind you and your cousin.
I know, Willie Hutch, brothers
going to
work it out. I know.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
and who else? Nobody
Pop,
else.
Pop Jerry Buddy Long Senior. He was his work includes Just My Imagination.
Yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. And,
yeah,
you know, slew of hits. You know, some of the greatest songs you heard. You know, my dad was involved in. So you kind of say we had the cheat code, who was it? You know, embedded with music in our 23 chromosomes. You did. So, you know, the music was always in our household. You know, we had a chance to really, you know, be exposed to the 70s and 80s sound. And, you know, with the rise of hip-hop, you know, definitely soul funk music, it was just like a big pot of gumbo, you know. So, you know, growing up in Pomona, California, you know, that's where we learned our ism from, you know what I'm saying? The power of the ism. And,
the power of the ism.
Know, a brother, like a good brother, named Eric Rice from Compton gave Pomona Cats the opportunity of a lifetime. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of emphasis is put on a lot of cats out there, which it's well-deserved. But I feel that Easy was much more than just a rapper. He was our West Coast Russell Simmons. And he put up his hustle money to create a tree that is so unbelievable. Years later, you know, when you talk about on the administrative business side, it's well in the billions. You know, so,
yes,
you know,
sir.
That's my humble surrounding. And when Easy gave me a chance, you know, he really, you know, gave me that chance. He loved controversy. you know, at a time to when FCC laws wouldn't permit my name, Cocaine, to be on the radio. You know, now they're saying Joey
right.
Crack and Miss Crack and,
right.
and Mr. Kilo and, you know what I'm saying? But back
yeah,
then,
you couldn't even,
it was different.
You couldn't even use your name when you first came out, right? Cocaine. You had to go, what was
yeah,
it, the Nickel Slick and the aliases? Right.
Yeah, and that was the straw that broke the camel back at that time because Eric was the first one to make a big West Coast Russell Simmons deal at Epic Records Distribution. But because
right.
they didn't want to call, you know, call me Cocaine, we left the whole company and went to Relativity because of that reason.
Mm. Mm.
So,
so is that
you know,
the,
that's
is
my
that the
it really
why?
Put Relativity on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was
ahead,
a real strong point on why Easy left, you know, because Living Like Us came out in 1990, and then my record came out a year later, which was called Nickel Slick Nigga.
Right.
But this was during the time, too, you know, everything was going on simultaneously. Like, you know, Dre was preparing to leave. Cube already left. So a lot of shit was
right.
happening at the same time. It was just surreal. But, you know, between Hutch and Easy, they love controversy. It was like, fuck the radio. We like Chuck D. We a West Coast version
yeah.
of Chuck D anyway, NWA. So we going to ride
right.
this shit out, Cocaine. And this is Easy talking. And he was like, fuck them. We going to do this shit, my nigga. So he was real adamant about it. And they gave me a chance to, you know, get my first platinum record co-writing. Appetite and Destruction, because I wrote Eazy-E's King Gangsta Commandments as well as introducing a character called Sweet Talk on the beginning of
Come
Niggas
on
for
now,
Life.
NWA, Niggas for Life.
Yeah.
Well, all right,
so,
y'all.
And Hutch gave me that, yeah, Hutch gave me that spin, too. So even though it was a gigantic door shut in my face, I think that's the one reason why I worked my ass off so much, and then I know years later I was going to be the most featured recording artists in the business because
right, right.
of the doors being shut in my face, not playing Cocaine on the radio.
Right, right. Hey, Coca, let me ask you this.
At that time.
Oh, right, right. And let me quickly, because I want to take a couple, because the phone lines are blowing up. I want to take these calls while they have the time, but I don't want to forget what I was going to ask you. But I want to ask you quickly before I take this call, how long did it take you to really hone your own style? Because even like on Nickel Slick, you had that coke in you, but it was a little different. You know what I mean? When did you start honing and knowing, like, when you came, like, on Niggas for Life with that, you know, how you came in and that was it?
Well, we was always influenced by the funk and soul music, you know, from Uncle Willie Hutch. Uncle
right.
Willie Hutch did some incredible shit, you know, back in the 70s with the, you know, exploitation movies. And we were just seasoned, you know, always listening to Isaac Hayes, not just Parliament, Funkadelic, just Slide, Barcase. So, you know, that was our mix. And we
right.
were heavily influenced by those different genres or styles, so to speak. And we wanted to create our own thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to be called Parliament babies. So Hutch, as the creator, and us as the architects, KMG, Chaos, you know, GOMAC at the time, Lalo, myself included, we're what you call the architects of G-Funk. Because we were influenced
right.
by Parliament and Rick James and Stone City Band, Rubber Bootsy Band and all that. But we wanted to use it in our own way. And then years back, you know, when I had a conversation with Bootsy Collins and George and actually had a chance to do records with them, they went through the same thing. We went through the same thing they went through. You know what I mean? It was just like a cycle all over again because they were influenced by the Funk Brothers that my dad
right.
was in charge of at Motown at that time. Yeah, the Funk Brothers was cold. James Brown.
The band behind the music, behind Motown.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Parliament, it was real dope because us as musicians, we're here to leave a mark to hand the baton down. You know what I mean? And
right.
that's what eras we come from, where it was cool to get influenced by your favorite artist and being able to take it somewhere else. Now, you know, music for a while, you know, have became a music of gossip and disrespect. You know what I'm saying? To where we wasn't raised like that. We seen George Clinton, our favorite artist, come in the room. We was like Danielson, honoring Mr. Miyagi. You know what I mean? But the good news about it is that ever since this COVID virus, for some awkward reason, it allowed people to really go back to those old school records, because now we are the parliament of our time. So when I, you know, the records, the stuff that I've been doing, I just kept the same old two-step. You know what I mean? Because it's something I used to practice off the influence back in 85. And, you know, look where G-Funk came years later, the influence that came out of it, just incredible. And, you know, ain't no substitution for good or great. If the people said it's great, I don't care if it's like fine wine sitting in the flask. The older it is, the better it tastes. And that's what it is with us. We kept that up. Yeah, we kept that up. And it's just like when now people hear it and touch four corners of the earth, that was over 30 plus years of just constantly putting in work with the same old style, being influenced by George, but twisting it up my own way and branding it cocaine, the dopest shit on the earth.
Right.
And now it's, you know, it reached its goal. And I'm glad I get a chance now to be an elder or a mentor to really expose some wisdom to some of these upcoming artists, because they look at things from a surface approach, but it's deeper than that. You know, it's about the schematics of the it's about the business. You know what I mean? And that's just a blessing as an artist that I get a chance to make a pivot and inspire my kids, who now the baton being handed down to. Just as so many artists that come to me asking for advice all over the globe now. So it's a blessing, man, to be able to make timeless music, you know, while we was just funking. We didn't have no, we're going to do this or this is going to turn out this way. Nah, man, we was with the world's most dangerous group, Ruthless Records, homie, and it was a beautiful thing.
That part. Man, hold on, Cole. I got so much to add. No queen does. Let me take a couple callers. These people have been waiting for a minute. If you don't mind, we'll take a caller or two before we get back to it. Caller, you are live, 760. Hello.
Yo, what up?
What up, homie?
Hey, how you doing?
What's popping?
What up, it's K9 Compton. What's good with y'all?
My boy? How you doing, man? On the air.
Right.
I'm straight. Just tapping in with y'all, man. What's up, Coca?
What's up? What is there?
Oh, shit, nothing much, man. Just wiggling. Yeah, I heard a few of your new projects, man. She's sounding pretty good, bro. Pretty good. Good work. Definitely a legend, you know what I'm saying? Paving the way for a lot of the whole G-Funk shit, you know what I'm saying? From way back. You know, y'all started that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate that. You know, like I say, man, people still ride six balls, slamming Cadillac doors, and got chucks on their feet. So what that tell you? You know what I'm saying? It's like it. No matter how I tell people, and now the misconception is starting to subside a little bit about you need to be a certain age. I'm like, look here, little nigga. Let me tell you something, man. This ain't basketball. Niggas ain't breaking their knees or all that shit. You see Ryan Ivey around this motherfucker still doing the same two-step, nigga.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. So I'm glad. I am very thankful to all the fans and people that still dig in this original G-Funk sound. And just good music, you know what I mean? It ain't where you from, it's where you at. You know what I'm saying? And we still out of here, man. Just doing what we do with this funk.
Most definitely, man. Well, keep doing your thing, bro. I was just stopping in for a minute. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Thanks, champ.
Thank
God
you for
bless
the support.
You, man. Happy season.
For real.
Hey, thanks, homie. Much love, bro. Thank you.
All day.
All right. Much love. Seeing some more people. Like I said, if you want to speak, press 1, and we'll bring you in. But Cocaine, a couple of things I want to ask you. But since you spoke on family, bro, and the kids, you know, always like, I don't know if I bring this up a lot, but, you know, Cocaine has a, man, a beautiful family, man, a huge family, like the Jacksons, man, plus, right? And how has it been, like, for you, Cocaine? Like, I know, like, now the kids are mostly pretty big and grown now, but even probably throughout your career and the kids growing up seeing what you do, how are you able as a father and your wife to know how to coach them or maybe tell them what? Not, I'm sure they want to get into the music business. I know your daughter is. Your twins do some more stuff now, but I'm sure, like, you had a whole lot you wanted to do or they wanted to do throughout the years. How were you able to, you know, bring that together or keep all the kids happy or make sure they stay on path with the goals or what to do or what not to do? Do you want them in music or not? Like, because you got a big family, man. I know all of them, you know, love their dad and what you do and probably want to be in the business.
Right. Well, you know, I can contribute everything to the Most High. God Almighty.
Right.
Number one.
Right.
You know, I'll scream that to the ends of time. Because I know he did it for me. And
right.
When I realized, you know, some of the things that comes with this music industry, it's very vicious. It's very scandalous.
Right.
You know, they say the dope game is scandalous. Not the music industry is the most scandalous. You know what I mean? And by having a wife in position, a virtual queen, because you got to get you a virtual man and a virtual queen, you know, she was my balance. She was my super glue
right.
that held me together. You know, she was the
right.
one I courted, and I've been knowing her since. And we've been courting. We was old school where you court. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Since right.
1984, 85, we've been together. And
wow.
it was just something.
Man.
I took her home to my grandparents. Because that's how we used to do it. If the grandparents say yay, then you rock with it. If she say no, get rid of her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandmother said, yeah, this is the one for you. And it's a trip because I look years back, and it's like you could be hustling for the right reasons, but then your great intentions, even with the greatest intentions, can pay the road to hell. Basically.
Right.
You know, all
right.
the crimes I wasn't there where I was hustling, yeah, put food on the table, but then I missed precious time. You can't get those times back.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason
right.
why I'm so adamant about this is because God had to break me. You understand? And
right.
I had to do a little time, you know, because once you're on the go, you're on the go. That's your mentality. I'm putting food on the table as long as I'm hustling. But through that brokenness and being patient, you know, God allowed me to say, okay, slow down, Jerry, for just 2 seconds. Let me show you what you're missing. Let me let you tap back into your nature. And he did that.
Mm.
And the last time that I really, really heard him is when I was in jail. You know, I did a little punk-ass time, little county lit. You know what I mean? And I was like, I heard God told me, he said, move. I was like, what you mean move out of Cali? I ain't going to move out of Cali. I'm Cali born. I mean, Cali raised.
Right.
I was born in New York, but Cali
right.
is all I know. Nah, he said,
right.
move. And the voice was so much. It was like a match burning on my spirit. And one day I just got up right when I was about to get released and told my wife, I said, leave all the furniture there. Don't take nothing back. No, anything remind us of any hardships because my mom had passed at that time, too. And I was like, we leaving it all behind. And we went to a place where we really didn't know nothing about. Yeah, I did some business out here, but I didn't know nothing. But it was that,
right.
that unpredictability and that shift, like a paradigm shift, that when God put it on your spirit, it's not like you worthy of something. We all sinners. But it's something that he has for you to do, and he has to intervene through that brokenness. So through that brokenness, I started to see who God was. Through that brokenness, I started to respect everything my wife sacrificed for. All the kids, you know, because kids ain't dumb. Kids are a reflection
right.
of some of the things that you do. And then as parents, once they start doing some of the things, you want to blame them. No, I had to put the blame on my goddamn self. The time I did that, things that God said, okay, excuse my language, Lord, but the time I did that, things start happening. And it wasn't easy. Man, I'm telling you, I'm hearing his voice, and I'm up here, and it's been 14 years I've been up here, and I'm hearing his voice.
Right.
And I'm like, God, but you didn't, you told me to come up here. He's like, okay. Now, he let me tough it out for 3 years because God was trying to tell me it's not that that you can't trust me, but can I trust you, Jerry? Can I trust you to have faith? And all the while, he was building my character and allowed me to link in all my business with the realest nigga basically I know, and that's my wife who smelled my funky breath for over 30-plus years, you dig?
Come on,
put my pride and my male chauvinistic part in my back pocket and said, baby, it's time to set a record label. Let's put our kids on board. Let's really have a family-orientated business because we know family is close to God's heart. It ain't like we trying to be perfect and all this stuff. No, nobody's ever perfect. But it's amazing when you look at your Oprah Winfrey's, you look at your different other people that went through hardships, brothers that was incarcerated to turn their lives around, that God picked those people to do great things on earth. You know what I'm saying? So
for me
to represent Buddy Boy Entertainment is really basically representing something that's very tribal, something we lost along the way because we had that. And we caught a tip of it a little bit in our era, but it's time to go ahead and each one reach one, teach one. You know what I'm saying? Because this generation is missing so much. People don't even walk outside barefooted on the grass no more. You know what I'm saying? But up in our household, we got those grandma and those, you know, those hood old school principles that we relate to our kids. So our kids now, my daughter is just groomed into a great talent. But the beautiful thing about that is that each and every one of our kids know what the struggle is and know what not to do because of the experiences they've seen through their pops, moms. And just like as a man, that makes me one of the happiest fathers in the world, man. I feel like the happiest husband, father in the world is because, you know, God is so good. We don't deserve it. But then he say, nah, don't think that way. You do deserve it because you got me inside of you. You know what I'm saying? So when God is inside of you, you look different. You shine different. And that's what one of the things that kept me afloat all these years, brothers and sisters, is having a bomb wife that God put in my life to be able to kind of be symbolic of something that's righteous, man. You know, a black man with a black woman and beautiful black kids, you dig?
And it's a beautiful, and Coca, look, not to cut you off, but that's another thing I just know you got to be proud of to see, like you said, not only your beautiful wife, but Coca really has, man, a beautiful family, man, like beautiful kids, man, twins and beautiful daughter. And, you know, it's just a beautiful family, man. I know that has to make you proud, man, and what keeps you going, man. You know, so just salute to all of that, man, because that's just a beautiful thing and it's needed, you know, these days for people to see, you know. So it's just
glory
to you on
that. You know, I still do my music because this is the entertainment business, and I tell people, you know, keep your gang banging, keep your other things out of the entertainment business because you can do a Training Day movie by Denzel and then do a Malcolm X. But when Malcolm X go home, he Denzel Washington pimping. This is an entertainment business. You know what I mean? So a lot of stuff that I do is entertainment purposes, but I will always, as far as an artist, put medicine in the food, just like Marvin Gaye used to do. You can pop it off with a sexual healing record, and you can still two-step to a What's Going On record. That's cocaine.
That part. And Queen, I'm gonna take another caller, but Queen, it's a beautiful conversation. You know, when this guy comes on, it's just like you could just be quiet and just listen, man. Because cocaine is gonna bless the platform for sure.
You know, when it comes to spirituality, and I'm listening to the spirit speaking, I'm just like taking it all in because this is what he's speaking spiritually, you know, and it's like the humbleness that you just hear and the all praise to the Most High. I hear you. I hear you. I salute you, all of that, and with your queen, your helpmate, your soulmate, all of that. So, yeah, I'm listening. But you can go ahead and take some callers, G, because.
Appreciate it.
Let me take a caller. We got somebody in the 909. Caller, hello. You're live on the air.
Hey, fam. It's Cousin Mercy. Hey, Queen. Hey, G.
Hey,
Boo.
Hey.
And hello, Cousin Mercy.
Hey,
Cocaine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you. It's so awesome to hear your voice and to hear you on the platform. I just want to thank you for taking the time, because you are just like one of my favorite, absolute favorites. I could turn on one of your songs, and I just appreciate how you're sharing, you know, about your family and how you're saluting your queen, your wife, and how you have your kids involved. Like, that's what it's all about, and I think that's what we need now. I've been following your career for a while, and to me, you just said the example. You said the way you could turn it from one song to the other, and no matter what you sing or no matter which hook you do, it just, for me, it's always like a feel-good. I was telling my fam, I said one of my favorite songs by you is Night Looks. I could be having the roughest day.
Oh, yeah, that was the shit on that doggy style thing. That was the shit. Mine, too. That was Slept On.
Yeah. Ooh. That compilation album, and that song will get me just like hyped. Like, all right, I'm about to go do this 8 hours because. But you are just truly an inspiration, and please don't, you know, stop your art, the vocals. You have one of the most original voices. We only used to have like
God
one or two people. We only had one or two people, rest in peace, we know who they are, Nate Dogg, and a couple of other people. We had LB, but Cocaine came and said he wears his LOCs at night. So
I can.
What's your name again? What's your name?
Mercy. But I say Cousin Mercy. This is my fam, and yes, it's Mercy.
It's very nice meeting you. Very nice meet you, and that's what we do it for. You know what I mean? I've always been anti kind of industry. That's why you don't see me a lot, but you hear my voice like Charlie and the Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool for me because, you know, it allows me
to
stay
makes
touch
the album.
Real folk. Yeah.
Not taking nothing
and that's
away
what
from
doing
any
for.
Of the other artists. Yeah, you and when I don't know how that I missed this, how you got started with Doggy Style and with Snoop or whatnot, but it's like when you get on there, I'm going to tell you the truth. You can make me buy a whole album.
Hey.
Okay.
Like
and
you,
I'm going to just say it like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say it like that. And I have
God
every
bless
album. I have every Snoop album. So I have the compilation. So, but yeah, I text you, Cousin.
Yeah, she texted me and she said that was one of her favorite songs. I said, well, call in and let it be known. Don't tell me. Call in and tell him. You know.
That's real, she texted
me and tell me, call into the show and let it be known. Let him know what's happening, how you feel about it, you know.
That's right. But keep doing what you're doing. I'm not going to hold y'all because I know it's other people. G-Lo, can I do a shout-out?
Go ahead. You got it. You got the floor.
Okay. Thank you so much. So what I want to do is I do have your page and you're on IG. I wanted to send your wife and your daughter a gift from my daughter's business. It's a candle business.
Oh, wow.
So I want to
thank you.
Yes. Yes. So I wanted
that.
I'll reach out on there and reference this, but thank you so much. When I get done, they're going to be mad at me. I'm playing Night Looks 10 times.
Hey,
Hey, Marcy, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Yes,
no rules. Make sure life don't stop from decisions. This about to be the end of this world.
Hold on. I was about to bang that night.
Now you gonna start.
I was just playing. Go ahead.
You gonna start.
I'll bang it later.
But go ahead, y'all. I'm wishing peace and blessings, peaceful holiday season. Everybody stay safe. Wear your mask. I'm just coming back up from being a little down for about a month. But everybody, just stay safe and love one another. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm out. Yep. Love you, Kevin.
Well, all right.
I love you, too.
See? There you go.
That's solid.
I'm still here.
Thank you, Marcy. Okay.
You're welcome.
Talk to you in a minute.
All right.
In a minute.
All right, peace. Much love to Marcy. Yeah, so I got some more because I'm going to let Queen get in if you have anything for Cocaine Queen because you know me.
I
got a lot. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, this is more, look, Cocaine, I'm a 50s baby. So that's why I was like, yeah, Brother's going to work it out and the soundtrack of Foxy Brown and Paradise and Magic of Love. You know, I love me some Willie Hutch. But I'm going to come down to your era. Your video for Hush, that's a cold video. I don't know. Have you seen that video, G. Lou?
Yes, of course. With Kowalski. That's the shit. Yeah. And you know, his sons, I believe, directed that, right, Cocaine?
Yeah. My son, because we do everything family, a lot of stuff, 99.9%. And we went out there, sister. Yes, ma'am. We went out there. And it was a good chance, you know, because my sons had never been to New York, and I was actually born in South Bronx, New York,
but moved
when I was like an infant. But I took them out there, and they, you know, them and my nephew got a chance to really see, you know, where it started from, paint, you know, being in the paint. And we had a chance to really go to Brooklyn, see the humble surroundings where, you know, Buff and Marky rest in peace, but it's Kowalski is the last remaining member of the Icon Fat Boy. So we went down there, filmed it. We even got Tretch in the video. And it's just everything was right with this record because it's kind of like when you as an artist are doing music, you never know when the stars are starting to line up. You just keep working because you enjoy it. And the stars was lined up on there. Everything was right. And because it's like a precursor, when we did that video, it's like a precursor to the verses or different other things. It's really opening the eyes to hip-hop. And that was perfect on time because, you know, you got to realize Fat Boys were very instrumental in furthering the culture of hip-hop, not only on the landscape, but in music and television and film as well. You know what I mean? Like, who, you know,
right.
Crush Groove and Disorderlies. And those movies was like in the mid-'80s, early 80s. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not to name them, you know, in the same sentence as Houdini and Run DMC is an insult. So we were able to come together on this record, and then we start talking. And it's like, you know, we were brothers, you know, from another. You know, and he knew who I was. I was surprised. He was like, shit, you on everybody's shit more than shit I know. You want me to do a song with you? I was like, yeah. And he was honored, but I was equally honored. And from then we started talking about his documentary. I was like, let me pull some resources with your resources. You know what I'm saying? Because you still sounded good. You looking sharp. You ain't fat no more. You buff Kowalski now. You know what I'm saying? And we pulled some resources together. We now he's about to come out with a movie about the Fat Boys, documentaries. He has his partner Dana White that's definitely involved with us, as just as well as some more cats. So it was just like the stars was lined up to be able to come out with a record like this years later, man. Fat Boys. It was something on my bucket list, fam, because I done done songs with Cameo, George Clinton, the biggest of them who in the rap game. But to be able to do something with a group that not only was my influence, but I loved them just as much as Run DMC. It was just amazing.
Right.
And we pulled that record off. My son did an incredible job on the video. And it's doing what it's supposed to do, like a slow-cooked meal.
Wow.
And
yeah.
That is on, and also that is on, sorry, Queen, but let them know that is exclusively on Buddy Boy Records and exclusively at your on your website as well, correct? If they want to go get that.
Yes, that's the only place you can get that, because some records I put out through my distribution, but over the years I've just been winging a lot of that out and taking the middleman out my projects on some projects. And in order to get this, you got to exclusively go to my site at www.BUDBOYmusic.com. You pronounce it BuddyBoyMusic.com. That way you can get the classic Cocaine collection just as well as the new singles. But you got to go to BuddyBoyDigital at that .com site to get this banger.
There it is.
Wow. Boy, I see these 45s. They keep on trucking. But look, I'm looking at this cover for Sugar Free, your Sugar Free, Sugar Cane. That cover reminds me of the Ohio Players, Sweet Sticky Thing.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's another project that was 21 years in the making. And, you know, if you really know the dynamics of Sugar Free and Cocaine, you know, we like a supernova together. We come from Pomona, from the same territory, and we always like that real player shit. Like, when you look at the Dramatics, Ohio Players, the Whispers, Stylistics, they was on some real player shit. You know what I'm saying? And we wanted to do that. We was like, man, that'd be dope if we really go back into the times to where people bought records off just being curious because of the cover. You know, so when you look at those records with the honey taken, with the honey that she was pouring over on Ohio Players, or you look at the old Slave records, that's why that the group Sugar Cane is done like we came out of the 70s or 80s, but with a 2022 twist.
Right.
Down from the covers to the dressing to the video. So I think we hit it home.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I wanted to ask one more question. From your dad and your uncle, what conversations have stuck with you throughout your career that has helped you through your career?
I can tell you one thing my pops told me. It's always stuck with me, and I so much respect him to this day for saying, you know, a lot of kids, when they celebrity kids, they have a certain expectation to rise to. And a lot of kids, celebrity kids, are stressed out. You know what I'm saying? They just go disarray. But he didn't put, as great as he was, he didn't put me to the challenge to be like him. The one thing that resonated to this day, he said, Jerry, Diamond Head Red is in you, but you can never live in my shadow. Create your own lane. Mm-hmm. And when, you know what I'm saying, I got to hold back my tears for even thinking like that. But it's just one of those things where you have to be able to let these kids have their own identity. Because it's too much, you know, like, that's just like me saying, well, I want all of my kids to be like the Jacksons. No, it's only one that really want to take this stuff serious. Others in college for STEM science, one build video games. So you allow them the opportunity to have their own identity. And that's what my father did.
Yeah. That's good. That's powerful.
That's
powerful. Yeah.
That's kind of what I meant earlier when I asked you kind of about the kids, cocaine, like what were their different things? Was it, you know, that kind of answered it as well. So, yeah, that's a great question, Queen.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, I'll be there for you. But he said, it's in you. It's like, you know, he used to tell me about the pressure thing. He's like, diamond in red. You'll never be a diamond if you don't go through this pressure. You got to figure it out. And he said, you'll know what to do when you get there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And just keep going. Keep practicing.
And you have so much more ahead of you. I mean, you got so much more because you keep God first, too. So you have so much more ahead of you.
Amen. You know, whatever God does, want to do with me, I tell him every day, use me how you see. And, you know, and he gives me that good peace. Because, you know, I cannot come to God just when everything is peaches and cream. I have to come to God when I have an ache in my body, when I have something confusing in my mind. That's when I come to God the most.
Mm.
And he just answers. He's just so beautiful and benevolent. He answers you. It, the way he answers you is just, you be like, wow, you're amazing.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, that's all I can say. Like, I know
you a low key preacher too. You be preaching that gospel.
Yeah,
man.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people say
just
that.
In conversation.
You know, it's too much trying to be a preacher.
Right. Yeah. You ain't lying.
Tax exempt.
For sure.
But yeah, it's good, man, to still be an inspiration for Elevation, and to give God all the glory, because all the gifts, everything we own spiritually and physically, belongs to him and him alone.
Amen.
Right. We're going to take a quick, you had another question. I'm going to take a quick break, cause since you brought up those songs, Queen, I want to bang these new singles so the people can know the new singles out, you know, a couple projects like the Sugar Cane, the thing he has with Kool Rock Ski. And let me add this, since you were speaking on Kool Rock Ski and the Fat Boys, were one of my favorite groups as well in the 80s, and Kool Rock Ski was always my favorite. Nothing against the other, because all of them were individually dope, you know. Rest in peace to Marky D and Buff. But Kool Rock Ski was always, to me, man, he was just cold with it, man. You know, he was smooth and you know, he was the one, you know, out of the group that brought that, you know, that whatever it was, man. But Kool Rock was always my guy, man. So I wanted to add that as well. They were one of my favorite groups as well. Shout out to the Fat Boys, man. Legendary dudes, man. Did legendary shit like he said, early in the 80s, man, and movies and Crush Groove and Disorderlies, even though people say what they say, but they did that. And then to have that crushing with the Beach Boys, just go to, they were the first ones to go pop, you know, off of hip hop. Shout out to the Fat Boys.
They were
so
big,
go
bro.
Ahead.
Like, they were so big, man. Like, you know, sometimes you get lost in the shuffle, but people that really love the authenticity of any art form, I don't care if you wasn't involved. You're going to feel like you was involved, man, because that's part of our DNA makeup. That helped raise us.
Right. Facts. Let me take a quick, if you don't mind, like a quick break, go fill my beverage, and I'm going to play these new singles Cocaine has out with Kool Rock and with the homie Sugar Free. Let the people get a taste of that and probably can go download it while we're taking this quick break. So we'll be right back in a flash. This is that new Cocaine and Sugar Free. This is my shit right here, Sugar Cane. We'll be right back.
Sugar Cane. Let me city now. Yada that mean, work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spin, live like they dream. To yada that mean, it's true. Your lack of dedication is an insult to those who believe in you. Cause facts can hurt. If you can count your money, motherfucker, then go back to work. The clever switch. Get up earlier, stay longer, work harder, fail again, and never quit. Sugar talk shit. I only ride with the motherfuckers that I used to walk with. I'm flowing ahead. 5 a.m. is the hour where legends are either waking up or going to bed. So rappers fight up. Imagine getting chased by the police and your fucking sketches light up. This for the mind. When people say they don't see nothing good in you, hug them and say it must be hard for the blind. Sugar free, one man bandit. Respect is for those who deserve it, not for those who demand it. I'm fine wine and I do taste the tingle. I wonder if they make masks for two-faced people. Penny change. Nigga, if I can get your woman to stand up, I can get her to do anything.
Nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do operate in hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Around New York with my jewelry untucked. You out of your mind if you ever try to stick 'em. Brrr, stick up, ha ha ha, stick up. That's Cool Rock, legend, no fat boy. I'm playing, and I'm back with the West Coast OG cocaine, the real hip hop. From day to dark, when Cool Herc started this in the park. Africa, Bambada, at the Roxy, y'all. Salute to the one grand wizard, Theodore. Poppers and lockers, let me see what you got. It's the boy Cocaine, and my name's Cool Rock. Yeah, east to the west, of course we're fresh. Oh, you thought that we were rotten? Huh, I beg your pardon, too old to be rapping. That's truly absurd, this is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard.
Hush, little baby, don't say the word. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard.
Yes, sir. We are back at it. It is the G. Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays, excuse me, with the legendary Cocaine, a.k.a. Jerry B. Long from the P-Town. I am joined by my co-host, Miss Queen Jean. And before we continue again, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors, the legendary BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and crew. Follow them on IG and all platforms. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the After Six Cruise Mix, Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific on Blog Talk Radio, Tweed Cadillac. Also, the author, producer, publisher, D.D. Harrison. That is D.D. Harrison. Check out her books on Amazon and all platforms and follow her as well on all platforms. We are back at it with the legendary Cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. I just played you a couple of the singles he has out now, one with Sugar Free and the other one with the legendary Cool Rock Ski. Yes.
Yes,
we are
sir.
Back at it. Cocaine.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
appreciate that.
Queen Jean, you there? Yes,
oh
sir.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm just
sir.
Downloading. Legendary I'm downloading music. Everything that I see. I done downloaded everything, even the love songs with the Queen. I got everything that you got out there. So
right on.
That's
I got them all.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
The catalog is deep. Hey, Coco.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like, wow.
Yeah, he goes back. Queen, like you said, 30 plus, and still doing it. So that's my next question. What even inspires you? Coca, like, not inspire you to keep going. I know the music itself, but like the inspiration or what to do. I see you're collaborating with a lot of different people now. That's a beautiful thing too, with the Mexican homies and just doing a lot now. But what inspires you as an artist to create? Like, where does the creation come for Cocaine? Is just still, you know, not only bring us the hits, but just the inspiration of what you want to even talk about or sing or rap about these days?
I think it's my never satisfied approach. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, when I make music, you know, I don't listen to the old catalog like a lot of people. I will promote some of the things because I have a brand as far as the Cocaine collection. But I've always, you know, never been satisfied and basically stayed on my chops like a trumpet player. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is what I've been doing. Like, every year since I came out, I've always put out a project for the last 30 plus years. So
right.
It's like when you be at NASA, it's a reason why you be on the countdown 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know what I mean? Because
that's,
you know,
right.
If you stay at anything, you perfect yourself. Like, you know, when you look at your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, your Michael Jordan's, your Kobe Bryant's, you know, they was in the gym before everybody even got on the court when it came to practice.
Right, right.
So it's something that you
right.
really got to have a love before the illusion of fame, what comes with it. You know, I have a true love and passion for music. So that's what keeps me going. And it's inspiring to see, you know, like my daughters could sing their ass off. But some of them want to go to college, but they were blessed with the gift. And
right.
I have one daughter, you know, we call her Young Colombiana, Anissa Long. Shout out to my daughter. She's just
young
incredible.
Legend.
Singing.
Yeah.
Singing and rapping. And,
you got to check her stuff
you know,
out, Queen.
And, yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, she's incredible.
Yeah.
The good thing about it is that it's a beautiful, you know, because I got daughters, and as a father, I want to empower young black queens and encourage them to push and give them the do's and don'ts. And years later, you know, she understood why I would never put an album out. And we've been molding her since she was like 12 years old, since she got on her first project. It was the Starbucks project,
right.
And it helped bring water pumps to third world countries. So I want her to really know the do's and don'ts and the struggle and bring about her humanitarian side before I even put out a record, a full album. And over the years, I used to bait her on different projects. But it's all about building up an artist as opposed to just coming out fast. Because a lot of these artists, they don't plan for longevity. They plan to eat McDonald's instead of a slow-cooked meal. And I'm telling you, like Grandma tell you, a slow-cooked meal tastes better than McDonald's, honey. So that's what we did with our daughter. You know, it was like, bam, now she's 26 years old, and she's just now finna come out with her album. But years later, you know, like a couple years back, she just came to me and said, Pop, I really respect what you did. Times where she used to cry in the studio, I'm like, not ready. She said, I really understand because you wanted me to know how this industry is first as opposed to just coming out. Now I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a message
for
any upcoming artist, female or male. You know, it's cool. You look at everything on stage, but you don't look at all the fucked up shit behind closed curtains and the doors. You're going to have to get that part right, the business administration part right, making sure you don't be around in the midst of different energies that's going to suck you into doing something wrong. Now, it's a blessing as a father to be able to, you know, have my kids inspire me. My kids and my wife is my biggest inspiration. They get me to get going because at the end of the day, they're my biggest cheerleaders, just like I am to them.
Mm. Wow.
That is so
awesome.
Deep. Yeah.
Right. It's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing, Cocaine. And that's why you are so blessed, man, because you get out what you put in. And you put it in. You put the work in, you know, the family, the structure, everything you guys did from making that move there, you know, and rebuilding. And I see, from what I see, since you have done that, everything has been up. And you ain't even came back down yet. You know, and
it's
a beautiful thing, bro.
It's been good based upon this, and I understand what God designed, and I respect God for, because, you know, that brought me peace. You know, I rarely get frustrated now, you know, not unless I stomp my toe. But God designed so we get so, a lot of people get so mad and complain and different other things, why this and why that. But then God got to get you to the point where you say, why not you? Because all the while you was looking and I was carrying you in the sand. I was building character out of you. I was building faith out of you. Out of all these things I allowed to happen, doors to shut, things that you knew that you thought was going good and it backfired in your face, he said, blame that on me. I did that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can look back and say, ooh-wee. God, I ain't
you'd be so thankful, right?
Hey, if I'm confused about something, I say, well, God, you got it. You got it. Oh, these people ain't calling
you.
Oh, well, God, you got it. And every time God shows up, every time.
You take care of it.
Because I get his design. It ain't based upon when humans you want to be answered. It's based upon when he's going to answer. You just have the faith to wait on him.
Right. Right.
And watch how your life be. You'll have peace.
Ooh,
peace in your life. So at this point, I have peace. That's what everybody needs in their life is peace.
Peace.
I finally found the peace.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
All
those
trials and tribulations, I found that peace. That's why my music and my business is at a certain level now. It's because, you know, well, whatever man, woman, is what you reap, what you sow, and the fruits that you labor for, You can't get mad at nobody when the universe gives you exactly according to your actions and behavior.
Mm.
You can't blame nobody. If you're producing halfway results, it's because you're stinking thinking. That means you need to get rid of some toxic things in your life.
Say that again. Because of your what?
Because of your stinking thinking.
That's
that means
right.
You need to get rid of
don't
blame nobody when God picked that person in your life, whether good or bad, to help build your faith.
Right.
Don't fight the feeling. So I stopped fighting
feeling.
I'm like, hey, God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to listen to you because you God. You know, and I'm
you God.
More.
Wow.
You the most high.
Wow.
There's many different. Let me rectify. He's the most high.
The most high.
And that's, you know, I let him direct my steps. Not I let him, because I can't let God do nothing. I ask him and say, I'm so grateful that you direct
Let him guide me.
Yeah.
And he will.
You know.
So that's what he done for me and my family. That's all I can say.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Before we continue, let me take one more caller here. We have a caller. Caller, hello.
All right.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Just want to say big shout out, man, to Coca and putting it down as long as I can remember, man. And from the late 80s. So, man, I'm glad that the grind is continuous. Especially, man, to be on something with Kool Rock Ski, man. I was very, very impressed by that for a multitude.
I knew you would like that one.
Man, only for the simple fact that Kool Rock is the last one left. And, man, for Coco to put himself in that position, man, that was a very good look. Not for each individual, but for hip-hop itself. So, man, big shout-out
to
you, Coco. Big shout-out to you, man.
Right on, man.
I've been a fan, a follower, a comrade for 35 plus years, man. We ain't seen each other in a minute, but good love, man. Much love to you, sir.
Man, I appreciate that. Salute, double salute, Full Metal Jacket, right at you, fam.
Beautiful.
Real talk.
Tweet Cadillac,
that's
love, bro.
Solid.
Yep.
Much love, Tweed.
That's Tweed.
Man, come on, come on.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I knew he didn't know.
Look, you're going to do your mal-managed reporter, but Tweed, I'm super nigga right now. What's up, my nigga?
What's up, you big old player? You, what's up?
Oh, man, I love it, man. Man, salute to another general right here.
Man, and the good thing is you never drop the mic. That's the beautiful situation in regards to you. For all the new booties that just now probably getting a bar of you, you know, because of the match with Free, once they find out that you're the king of funk and all the work that you did, you got a body of work that's unparalleled, sir. I mean, you'd have been in the presence of George Clinton, man, just to be on the song, man, with the P-Funk General. Come on, dude, you ain't got nothing to prove. You out there having fun, man. I salute you, my brother. Stand down,
man.
You stay
appreciate
down,
you back, man.
For real.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother. Blessings to you and the family for the holidays, too.
Man, God bless you as well, man. Rufus.
You already know, fam. Flow life. My nigga.
Love you, Tweet.
Likewise.
Yes. Much love.
Tweet Cadillac, baby. Sugar Free. You got me thinking about Sugar. Shout out to Sugar Free. But Cocaine, I want to ask you about, because the next question I want to ask was about Pomona. But since he had me on that, let me ask you this before I get to this, because there's a lot of stuff that slips me, right? But I just wanted to briefly ask you this. How was that, man, recently, that damn that Snoop Dogg 50th, not even to bring Snoop in, but just that celebration they had for his 50th, the C-Day one, not his other one, but the blue carpet treatment, man. That shit just looked beautiful to see all them different neighborhoods and homies there and just – And you got up there and just you and Sugar Free, really, that's why I said Sugar, just shut it down. You know, how was that experience right there, man, to come full circle, you know, with Dog, but at the same time to be in the presence of all those legends in music, but legends in the street as well, and for you to get up there and do your thing. How was that? That shit looked beautiful, man.
Man, it's like a homecoming, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those records, at one point when you talk about 1999, to like I would say 2005, and you know I did more records with Snoop later through the years. Actually, I'm on
you
the album
reshaped Snoop.
As we speak.
You really brought Snoop back. I mean, I'm just keeping it real with that whole Eastsiders, because you were all over that. And the Last Meal, that rebirthed Snoop. That sound, that whole shit.
It was
you know
a sound.
I mean?
It was definitely a sound he adopted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know we went on years later to do what we doing, but go back to the experience, I call it experience. I ain't seen that type
right.
of shit where brothers was getting along since the 92 riots. I'm gonna keep that shit G real.
Right, right.
And it was amazing
right.
because it was drained, it was smoking. You know, when niggas get to drinking and smoking, it's something else.
Right.
But it was none of that. I mean, Trace was there, O's was there, Compton was there. It was
yeah.
just nothing but brothers getting along, hugging, talking about good times. And then when we had a chance, me and
right.
Pete, Sugar Free that is, we had a chance to do those
right.
classics. It's like it's never left. You can't put no expiration date on good music.
That shit there was classic. Ooh, you couldn't even get
you
people
know?
Off the stage. Everyone was there, definitely. They was
oh,
you had all
man.
Eyes and attention. You and Sugar Free
and
did that.
Good news about it, good news. See, we need more like that after hearing all these horrible stories from your Young Dolphs to your Nipsey Hussle, and the list goes on.
Right, right.
We needed that
right.
because, you know, cats like G. Perico and Compton A.V., they from the younger generation but had a chance to see the OGs come together like that.
Right,
so
right, right. That was beautiful.
Word on the street a
yeah.
week later, you know, because word on the street is powerful, man, F. Hood
mm-hmm.
started talking, and
okay.
it went beyond us. It created more peace in the hood.
Right.
Because of that event that Dog threw, that brought a lot of peace because it showed us as a beautiful race. Brothers can get together
yeah.
without having no gunplay, no none of that shit. It's nothing. The energy is love.
Right, right.
It was incredible.
Yeah. That's why I brought
so
that up, because I just watched it. I just watched it like everyone else, but that shit just looked beautiful, man. That's why I had to bring that up right there, and I think it more of that is needed, like an annual or something. You know, that was beautiful, the whole experience, man, just to watch. So
yeah.
I know to be there, it was even more love. And salute to
and I know Dog
doing the Pomona car. Go ahead.
I know Dog is planning to put some more things together. He just dropped that Algorithm album. Being Battle Loco,
right, shout out to Dog.
Got
to
cut
yeah,
on
no
there.
Smut.
No smut on
no
my
smut.
Name. That motherfucker's hard, too.
Hey, yeah,
excuse my
that
language. Yeah, that shit goes.
Yeah,
but
I'm
yeah,
that
it's just a lot of stuff that is reverting back around to those eras. But I'm glad that the youngsters is really taking to it, because you know popular music at one point just became a bunch of gossip bullshit that didn't have nothing to do with music. Like going
right,
viral,
right.
You eat a cockroach, you go viral, and then you got real legitimate people out there with bars, practice, and doing their shit, and they get thrown under the bus. So that's one
right.
great thing that came out of this virus, is that the world had a chance to sit their ass in the house for 5 seconds and go on a computer and listen to these records. These classic
yep.
records. I don't even call
brought
them
it all back.
They're classic.
Right.
Brought it back.
Classics.
So timing is everything.
Classics.
Right on time.
Yes, sir. Cocaine, I want to ask you, too, before I still haven't got to my question about Pomona, but since we're on this as well, I want to ask you, being that you've been a part of so many, like we just spoke on that era where you rebirthed Snoop pretty much, the era before that, NWA, era before that, you and Hutch and them doing your stuff, and then that era with Above the Law, and then your own era. I mean, so many. Do you feel, at the end of the day, I know you're loved by your peers, definitely the West Coast, but do you feel as a whole, even more so probably how Nate felt as well, but do you feel, you know, genuinely that you got the love you deserved, or with all you've done, it's appreciated the way you would want it to be at the end of the day?
Well, there we go back to God's design. I used to feel underrated. I used to feel so underrated because here I am. I done more than anybody practically when it comes to collabs. I done helped shape whole careers, gave them around. But then you get to ask God, when is my turn? Why is there so many blocks? And you just got to know that because of those things happening, I don't live with no regrets because I'm still relevant. People are just discovering the sound. Those that are listening to it saying, wow, we need this type of music in our life. And at the end of the day, I sell records to the fans and consumers, not the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I love
that
my peers. I got love for them. But at the same time, I've always been a people person. And I'm cool right there. You know, my voice has been over 50 million records. I was able to touch things. But then, you know, people are like, why you ain't sitting on $100 million? I said, that's the very same reason why I didn't get into a helicopter and take my daughter, and I could have been dead in the mountains. No disrespect.
Come on now.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
God did for me. God did for me something priceless. All the dark times. Some of my kids was born in the most darkest places. Would I take that back? No. So understanding the design, you know what I'm saying? It's like I could be a $10 million fool, but I'm not going to be a billion-dollar sucker tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? So what God did for me, he's like, you can lose the $10 million, but then you're going to open your eyes to where I'm going to start blessing you like Mansa Musa because I need you to bless wherever I'm going to send it to you because, you know, that's in our heart. Is to help people. There have been people where, man, we pray for people all day. And I don't even share this. We give all day. I don't even share this. But one soul is always measured what you give to others, not what you do for yourself. So once you start manifesting it in your life, you don't have to ask or feel underrated. Everything you do, God will exalt you. So that's where I'm at with
you.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I feel like in a good place right now. I'm glad certain things didn't happen. You know, I probably wouldn't have some of my kids. You know, everything that God did was on point.
And listen, Cocaine, listen, not to divert from that, but look at from like you said, first of all, people don't really know how the game is. You know, people, like you said, you think you're supposed to have this and that. Like you said, behind the scenes, it's just not that way, especially back in the day. But what I was going to say is, like you said, it's not about the money and things because look at now where the game has changed and these artists are getting a lot of money. You see these kids now getting a lot of money, but are they really happy? Now they're worse off and beefing and killing each other and so much drama. You know what I mean? So is it really about the money, like you said? Because now these kids got the money now in the rap game opposed to what it was back in the day, but they're not happy.
Man, you got to take that energy. You got to be careful what energy you surround yourself. Do you know what's so tempting? Over the last seven years, I got some unbelievable deals, and I turned it down. This was at a time where I was like, I don't know, maybe I should grab that. No, but I did that for a reason, because you create things the way the system is set up, and it was kind of set up in our way, you know, coming through our era. You know, record companies and corporates will purposely sign these artists knowing they on drugs, give them all their shit, and then shelf their ass for tax purposes.
Take advantage of them. Yeah, yeah.
And the catch is to find your most popular drugged out artist so they can put life insurance on your ass. This is a big ass.
That's a new thing.
And all that, all that shit on the surface, all that shit is on the surface, don't mean it's underwater. You know what I mean? It look good on the surface, but you're beckoning to someone else's call. You're a slave. Let you start wising up and speaking your mind. And that goes for a lot of people in sports. That goes for a lot of people in different industries. They will only push the line so much, but everybody ain't going to do it, Kyrie Irving.
Right. Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So these people, you know, you look good, but the smart ones recognize that and able to make pivots in different other businesses so they can continue to be, you know, good for their communities and households. But that's a diamond dust.
Right.
I mean, people are showing guns,
really?
Telling on themselves, snitching on each other, doing dumb shit, shooting at kids, and it ain't getting better because the internet just put the shit on steroids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
So we
it's all bad.
As older people, we as older people, and don't get it. There's youngsters out there that's pushing with wisdom, but don't get hurt because the corporate like to push foolishness because they banking on you niggas to kill yourself. You make it easy for them. It's like a life expectancy of a new rapper is 23 now. If that.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's not the music industry. That's a bunch of bullshit. So a lot of people, some people say, y'all fuddy-duddy, but I tell everybody, I said, okay, in nature, I'm going to be funny, and I'm going to tell you this. This is what I tell them. In nature, all sperm cells don't get to the egg. And you know how many sperm cells you shot up here? But only one get to the egg.
Only one.
So if 10 of y'all listening to me, 9 of y'all going to fail.
Wow.
One going to listen. So that's all we try
to
do. Each one.
Yeah.
You know? Reach one. That's it.
Reach one. That's beautiful, man. Cocaine always brings the gospel. Hey, Cocaine, let me ask you this. I wanted to ask you this earlier, but speaking on just Pomona, right, because it's safe to say, you know, I would say, you know, but not to say that's true, but that you and, you know, your cousin and above the law, the whole thing pretty much put Pomona on the map. But I want to ask you, what is it, just in your own opinion, is special about Pomona? Because, you know, Pomona's in the San Gabriel Valley. I grew up, lived in the San Gabriel Valley many years as well, not in Pomona, but in the San Gabriel Valley. And as you kind of know, San Gabriel Valley is spread out and is kind of mainly Hispanic, you know, besides Pasadena, Pomona, and a few others. But what was it about Pomona that was so special and brought so much that the world was able to see now? But that's special about Pomona that you guys were able to bring. And like I said, again, it's safe to say that you guys put Pomona on the map. And do you feel you get the respect for putting Pomona on the map? Because people wouldn't have known, you know, like that, you know?
Right. Well, you know, Pomona was a hot spot. It was a little town with a big name. I mean, it takes you 10 minutes to drive across the freeway and you're in Montclair, you know. But in the early 70s,
right,
it was a melting pot, you know, because it was gentrification going down then. And it was like gentrification from the South. A lot of your peoples are from the South in California.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it was that big movement from different surrounding cities that started different neighborhoods. Us being from the West from Trey 5-7, you know, and then Mafia, and then you had your Bloods and different other surrounding parts of Pomona, from Ghost Town, the South Side Village, the Angelo Mafia, then you had the Cherryville, Dapper Town, and the list goes on. But we had a lot to prove, because when brothers used to come to L.A., or used to come to Pomona from L.A., they used to be like, man, this shit country. But they found out the hard way, once you came over Elephant Hill, it got real. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was also a hot spot were the up and coming talent, you know, such as you, Shella Belays, Bobby Jimmy and the Critters, Egyptian Lover, Uncle Jam's Army, to come to the LA County Fairgrounds, because the LA County Fairgrounds was in Pomona.
So yeah,
a lot
that was
of
the big fair
LA
every year,
Pomona. Pomona.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Pomona
so it was
fair.
A combination. Yeah, it was a combination of LA cats, because we the last county until you get to the IE.
Yeah.
We the last county out of LA. So, but it was a lot of history, from boxing to acting to ours just had.
My man Shane, shout out to Shane Mosley.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shout out to Sugar Shane, man. Been knocking niggas out since the third grade. But we did our music, and Hutch is really a general of putting people on, because his first record was in 1985 with a company out of New York, was Rainbow Distribution, and he had a song with this cat named MC Sheek called I Got a Good Thing. You can Google it up, B-Boy Hutch, I Got a Good Thing. He was rapping like Run DMC back then. That was our shit.
Mm.
And then later through the years, you know, we incorporated, you know, the streets when the crack came in and the hustling came in, we had a different type of lyrics, you know, right after
right.
that 85 point. But it's just
right.
a beautiful thing to look back and see, man, like, man, this has been a long-ass ride, man. This ain't been like no, hey, I'm here. Man, we've
right.
been really, really serious about this since 84 and 85. And Hutch was blessed at 83. So that lets you know that, hey, you know, longevity is the most important to anyone's career. You feel me?
Right, 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 right. That's beautiful, man. Do you guys,
history.
Like I was saying, do you think you get credit or do you want the credit, you and your cousin, for kind of putting a piece, not on the map, like you said, general, especially in L.A., but just on the map as far as in hip-hop, you know what I mean, stamping that and putting the stamp on the flag down for Pomona. Do you feel you get the credit or want the credit for that?
I really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because it's funny. As much as we, you know, push the Pomona line, you're always going to have somebody young. You know, because it's been like over three decades. So some of the cats that's pushing the Pomona line weren't even born. So they don't really know
right.
the history. And we don't hold them to that. You know what I'm saying? If you have the right attitude, we don't hold you to that. But if you have a funky-ass attitude, go on, because you really don't know what Pomona was. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you just
right.
was born. So for us
right.
to be able to do what we did, man, I mean, niggas know. The industry know. Because of what Hutch and myself and the late, great KMG and Total Chaos did specifically for Pomona is the reason why anybody from Pomona has a voice in the music industry, period. So
that
once
part,
you get to
that,
that point,
part.
You ain't really got nothing to prove. It's like, come on now. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's like saying James Brown didn't make funk. I mean, who gonna believe
right,
that?
Right, right.
So it really don't
right,
matter.
Right.
You know, we already put all we're doing now.
He came from a little place
section.
Called Augusta, so who would have known that?
Yeah.
Right, right.
All we're doing is taking our section and telling the world, like a Pomona Globetrotter. This is because a lot of people got influenced by Pomona, believe it or not. I'm talking about your who's who on the West Coast, in the industry. When we was doing Black Superman, we was doing Uncle Sam's Curse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are.
Albums.
Come up to me this day and be like, damn, man,
yeah.
Uncle Sam's Curse really raised me, man. Like, Funk Upon a Rhyme raised me. And these guys, they in the trillions of dollars and got all this shit. But it goes back to show the influence, man, was incredible.
Right, right. No doubt,
wow.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, one more thing. And you mentioned him, but that was going to be my next question. Could you briefly speak on the late, great KMG and his influence, what he had and what the people may not know? Because sometimes he doesn't get mentioned enough, and, you know, he's resting in peace, but he had a major influence. It was a game changer as well with his flow, style, pimp, you know, his whole thing. But speak on KMG and his influence on, you know, what he did and what made Above the Law and the whole crew.
KMG was incredible, man. He had a raspy voice, but he's an incredible writer. You know, all the stuff we were able to write together from Hutch, myself. This was in the beginning from Gold Max Chaos to Laylaw. And then years later, it was just me, KMG, Cole 187, and Chaos. That's when we did Uncle Sam's Curse. But he was a gifted writer, man. He had a way with language, man. I would call him a modern-day Donald Goins, if you're familiar with Donald Goins, the author.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He had that.
Yeah.
That's a great
that
comparison.
Language.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that language.
That's a great
That's
comparison.
Man, I appreciate that. That's why KMG stands for knowledge most greatly, because he had to know how to speak that ism. You know,
I didn't even know
and
that.
It's a trip. Me. Yeah, it's a trip because I did a video with him called Dozier, and the day I was going to pick him up, you know, I'm on the way out there smashing to go get him because we had more projects to do, and we had some shows, a bunch of shows lined up. And then I got that phone call, and it just threw me for a loop because he was young, 42 years old, and he died of a heart attack. And that made me watch what I'm putting inside my body because, you know, I'm a diabetic. And that made me want to just, you know, eat better, you know. And I wish it wasn't based upon my homie passing, but, you know, KMG was the realest. He was solid. He was a real hustler. You know what I'm saying? He was what we call in the streets a real nigga. He'll get at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he just, you know, he's highly missed, man. He's a significant part, the other half of being Black Superman.
Yeah. 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 Shout out to KMG. He was just respected. Just like when you heard his lyrics, when you heard him speak and rap, it was just to be held. You know, respect was demanded, and his lyrics and just his whole get down was just like, you know, on some grown man shit always. You know what I mean? It was just like to be respected, man. So, yeah, shout out to KMG.
When you listen
definitely
to
made
lyrics,
the balance for Above the Law.
When you listen to his lyrics, you can hear from Warren G to everybody say his cadence, and it was an influencer, man.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yes, sir. That part. Beautiful. And one more thing, you know, being this 2021, man, I know you've seen and we're steady seeing so many people pass. And like you say, it don't got to be from gangbanging or getting shot, just people, friends, whoever. Just like you say, one day you're here, one day you're gone, just like that. Like Nate and KMG and so many others, even Eric back in the day. But even now, it's just so many people we're losing. How does that make you move or feel? Any kind of way, if it does, like that life is more precious. Do you appreciate now you see your friends and family, or how does that affect you? Just like how we lose so many people now, we just don't know how we can go. And just this world we live in, man, is just wicked right now.
It saddens me, but to overcome that sad part, you know, I'm a believer. I have faith. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
You know, when I think about Eazy-E, Train, I think about Tupac, KMG, Mac Dre, Jacka, Nipsey Hussle, Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
Just people I can name so many of the greats that are not here no more. KMG, L.A. Dre. You're just grateful at the same time. It saddens you sometimes, but the strength comes in your gratitude to even be around those people. You know what I'm saying? To be a part of them. You're part of their influence, vice versa. You take Nipsey, for instance. We was really going to do some more things with his artists that were over at All Money In. And I was talking to him and Killer Twan, and he was like, man, you know, he was telling Twan, you know, man, Big Bro Coke is the one to start. That's what kicked off the marathon, the Untouchable record. He was just talking good.
Yes, sir.
Like,
Untouchable.
Yeah, we're going to get this thing going.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
And then, unfortunately, dumb shit happened. And our people got to do better. I know everybody be saying it, but this shit is real. It's because, like, it shakes your head. But then at the same time, you're real grateful to even be a part of that essence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Prodigy.
Oh, man.
Prodigy.
Especially the
I got
good
songs
ones,
with
man.
Prodigy.
Prodigy
from Mob Deep. That was
too.
My guy. Like,
Mob Deep, yeah, he was hard.
DMX.
Yeah, he was hard.
DMX was my guy. Like, all these people. But we cannot wait to honor our people when they go. That's one thing that I have hope in, is that we get our elbows off the table for a second and act like we got some dang table manners. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because a lot of stuff, you know, don't come handing me no roses when you was on some other shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, that's part of life.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Red Rum.
We've lost
There's so
great
many,
ones.
Man, it's just been
yeah, Red Rum, too.
Early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, it's man.
Badass, yeah.
Come on, man. You on one, man. I mean, you and Badass share, I mean, Dog, of course, so many with Dog, but just that one song in general, I'm sure you know, Wrong Idea, that you share with Badass and Dog,
mm-hmm.
but that is just another one that is just legendary. Whenever you put it on, you know the reaction, you know, so Coco to be just a part of so many classics, but just stuff like that, though. Like, when you know somebody puts on Wrong Idea, you know the reaction it's about to get in, whatever party you in, from the east to the west to the south, you know, and that's just a beautiful thing, Coco. Beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Like, I tell everybody, you know, you cannot put an expiration date on classics. You know what I mean? Those classics, you know, through the good times, good, the bad, and the ugly, I am very grateful and very humble to be able to fill in the gaps and tell people that really love those times, are inspired, you know, how it really went down. Because now I'm like a disciple of those times. So I can tell you in the gospel way how it really went down. You know, it's for inspiration. That's all.
Yeah.
Can we expect any type of book or anything in the future, book or documentary, anything, maybe documenting your life story or anything, the family? Can we expect anything like that in the future? Even a reality show, you got the family. Can we expect anything from Coco like on that tip?
Yeah, we was going to do a reality show, but we don't like drama no more. You know
right, I got you. Totally. That's why
that's
I thought about that, but I didn't want to mention that because I know that's what comes with the
reality.
You can't just say a reality show and be up. You got to have the drama because that's what they want. So I understand totally.
Yeah, you should be off the airways real quick if it's all clean. And, you know what I mean? So we keep that
Yeah, they don't want that.
I got a book coming out that I've been working on. I was going to release it this year, but the COVID virus pushed everything around, so I'm glad I put the actual chapter of the COVID in the book. And around sometime in 2022, the book is called The Making of a Legend.
Mm.
So, you know, that'll be coming out.
I like
and
that
the documentary will be coming out. Yeah, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's dope.
That'll be coming out. And we just keep it locked. Like I said, if you go to my site at www.buddyboymusic.com, everything is right there. You can also go to the artist page and check out my daughter's artist page, just as well as my other artists. I got an artist named Justin Blue Moon out of Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to the OH Dive. And also my Jamaican artist out of Oceanside, California. His name is Baby Lowe. And we're
Baby
different.
Lowe.
You know what I mean? We coming with something different. And you'll always hear me on music. So if anybody, because that's what I do, if anybody needs to get at me, you know, and you want to put some of that funk on your 6-4, just holler at the coaster, man. I ain't hard to find.
That part. Yeah, because a lot of people want to know, too, how they get at you. Can they get a feature? What does it take? Do you do features? How does that work? So just get at the homie with that info you just put there. And I'm sure we can make it happen. Coco Loca, I don't want to keep you. I know your time is precious. You gave us a lot already, but I want to go back to Queen. If she has anything else she wants to speak on or ask you, I'll give her the floor.
No, I don't have anything else to ask. I just want to say to you, blessings to your prosperity, to you and your family, because it's all of you all. So blessings to the prosperity. Keep inspiring. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep letting people know about God, because it's very important. For those who are saying that they're woke and they're so sleepwalking. So keep putting it out there about how amazing the Most High is. and, you know, amen, blessings to the prosperity. Yeah. And to let you know I got
that.
Everything.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, good right, folks, for blessing me like my
right,
grandma do in the South. She said, you want some more food on that, baby? And that's what I said. That makes me feel at home. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all got a home over here, Buddy Boy, as well. And let's continue the fellowship and do
yeah,
what we do and put some good music out there.
That part.
Amen.
That part. Cocaine, thank you, man, as well. As always, you always show love and give me blessings, bro. So I appreciate it again, man. Keep rising. Keep doing your thing. You know you got our full support. You know everything Coca do, I'm always supporting it and banging at you. You're in rotation all the time, not only on here but in my car and in my playlist. Not walk, man, but headphones when I'm in the gym, whatever. You know what I mean? So, Coca, keep doing your thing, man. Thank you for blessing us not only with your career and great music, but your presence, what you did tonight, just speaking and giving us the gospel and blessing the people that called. You know, you gave a lot of love out tonight, man, and it's very appreciative, bro. So we
yes,
thank you.
Salute to y'all. One more last thing. We also got the album pre-orders for the Power of the P, me and Sugar Free album. You can pre-order it on wax, USB, CDs, and the merch as well. So if y'all want to get an early jump before 2022 and get it at a cheaper price, make sure you go to our website at www.sugarcaneofficial. You know how to spell sugar, SugarKaneOfficial.com. That's SugarCaneOfficial.com. Go ahead and get your official kit so you can be, you know, Pomona-ized, so to speak. And go pick up the new single. It's available on all digital sites. It's entitled Sugar Cane. And I appreciate you.
Yes,
Cane.
I got it.
Appreciate
I got
you.
Sugar Cane.
Can't wait for that
right,
album. Can't wait for that whole album. It's
oh,
cracking.
My God. I know. Right?
Yeah, we got to come back. We got to come back, me and Pete.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Bless the airways, a little something.
For sure. Well, thank you again, Cocaine, man. It's always a pleasure, man. You know what I mean? So thank you, bro.
Man, God bless you, brothers. God bless you, Queen. And let's continue to build.
God bless you and your family, too. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
We just going to bang out Cocaine for the rest of the show. Thank you, man.
Hey,
thank you, Coca. We just going to keep banging out Cocaine.
You
y'all just kick back and
yes,
enjoy
sir,
the ride.
Thank you.
Hey, he laced up. Hey, I'm from the Lynch Mob, right? My nigga came over and laced up. Like this.
I crack a one by one.
Let it bang.
Cause the flow might make you count.
Let it knock.
I spin policies. I crack them one by one. Cause I don't wanna be greedy. Because these niggas are salty. Let's make it show.
On the back street.
Hey, rest in peace to DJ Craig.
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me.
Cocaine.
I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world.
What's up,
half
dead?
I'm a gangster, gangster.
Little half dead.
Gangster niggas do your thing.
Cocaine.
Gangster bitches wave your hand.
Like these marks. Okay. What up, love?
To Snoopy Badass, the Holly Ham, Luli, the new Mafia, Don, the Big Man Wolf, that's me. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, no sense. I'd like to give a shout out and a big thanks and a big appreciation to the D-Lu Show. Tune in.
Hell nah, nigga. Ain't nobody selling no motherfucking cocaine over here. We talking about my homeboy cocaine. Wait a minute. Hold up. Flashback.
Shut up, y'all. I'm here. It's your boy, Lil Tom Tom. L.A. Fines. Want to send a shout out to my homeboy cocaine. No, y'all forgot about my boy cocaine. Boy, that's off here.
Smoke on me, blank and pack me. Requirements for survival each day.
Cocaine, cocaine, what's up, nigga? You the voice of the West Coast when it comes to this chorus shit. What's up, Nate Dogg? I love you, my nigga.
Cocaine.
Cocaine, you the only nigga on this planet that can give us that motherfucking parliament feeling, nigga. That G shit, that banging shit, nigga. Wham!
That nigga got it cracking.
24 hours a day.
This is a motherfucking
drop the needle.
Nigga, flashback of the homeboy cocaine. If y'all square ass, dark ass niggas don't know who it is.
That's real talk right there, baby.
Cocaine.
Ink in my flesh, west side tatted on my chest.
God damn. Cocaine, I'm about to stuff my motherfucking chest up walking off this shit, nigga.
I'm DJ Crazy Tune.
These niggas in the game is in the twilight zone. What's right is wrong.
Things ain't what they used to be. These niggas in the game is fucking up easy legacy. Cuz must be flipping in his grave. Tripping off these niggas in the game, hella gay. Rock up the shake and put it in lyrical form. I was destined to be the greatest from the time I was born. Hocus pocus, who is the dopest? Man, that nigga cocaine is hella ferocious. Lose your focus, round dudes claiming they closest. So I stay away from niggas like osteoporosis. They try to cripple a nigga. Middle finger in the air, sipping on hard liquor. Shit ain't based on skills no more. You got a dick in your ass, you might get played on the radio. So thank God for all the DJs that kept coca alive without no radio play. And I can't forget my fans. Stand up, young riders, be your own man. This is dedicated to all my dudes. Said I always kept a gangster like Ice Cube. We still above the law, black mafia life. I keep my West Coast flavor till the day that I die. I keep my West Coast flavor till the day that I die. I keep that West Coast flavor till the day that I die.
What the hell is really going on?
Why the West is in the twilight zone? Let's do what we do and don't follow the Jones.
It seems like we don't know right from wrong.
Now the West is in the twilight zone. Dr. Dre ain't worried about detox. He sell headphones, getting big guap. In the meantime, the West is sick with the flu. So stop sucking niggas' balls, concentrate on you. That ain't a diss, I just tell it like a T.I. is. Stop waiting on Dr. Dre, handle your biz. Stop waiting on Big Snoop, handle your biz. Niggas respect it more when you handle your biz. Got a record deal bragging about the shit that you bought. Your advance ran out, now you a tax write-off. While you barely hear the West on 106 and Park. It's like the South came in and snatch the West heart. I take it back to the crowd. Mix with the zap, pistol grip on my lap. My 6-4 Chevy got crazy yaps. Yeah, yeah.
How you look at?
What the hell is really going on?
Why the West is in the twilight zone? Let's do what we do and don't follow the Jones.
It seems like we don't know right from wrong.
Now the West is in the twilight zone. I can walk through any ghetto, get love, man. All the niggas in the hood love cocaine. All the essays in the hood love cocaine. No pain, no gain. Niggas spit flame. To the homie chill from CMW. He said, what's up, cuz? I got a tight track for you. Alright, my nigga, blast that on the wire. I heard the song and the shit was hot. I spent 52 bars, headed back to the block. Hit your nigga on the Twitter while I'm fucking shit up. And when I hit you back, you can tweet these nuts. Where's
the... What the hell is really going on?
Why the West is in the twilight zone? Let's do what we do and don't follow the Jones. Don't.
It seems like we don't know right from wrong.
Now the West is in the twilight zone.
Oh shit, I go by the name of DJ Crazy Tunes, and that's my motherfucking homeboy Cocaine.
And I go by the name of DJ G Lou, and this is going out to Miss Marcy. What up, cuz?
I can't.
worry about it. I'm Lil Goldie Lock and I be putting in work. Scoop to the streets, east side, LB to the sea. I be fucking with my nigga Snoop
with the Gucci cut notes for me and my boss. Ain't no thing to pop a bottle for my nephew come to show. We got a couple hoes at the dope from the 909, so thick and so fine.
What's up, Shibby Doobie? You been trying to scoop right to me, trying to make contact as I feel on the back. Let me put in, work for dough, and after enough, I got a ski skirt, you know why?
Shit, goddamn, get off your ass and jam, scram, bam, boom, this, that shit, to make that nigga straight, mac that bitch.
What you say, from the 357, what you say, all these go to heaven, what you say, got my hand on the metal, what you say, got my feet on the pedal, what you say, cocaine is a rebel, what you say, on a whole different level, what you say, can you dig it like a devil, what you say, hey, hey.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing. That's going out to Miss Mary, Marcy. I'm sorry, I said Mary. That's going out to Marcy, cousin Marcy. My bad, Marcy. I had a couple drinks. And he shout out to 909. That's cold right there. Night Lokes.
Yeah, wow. She just sent me a Queen bunch G. of smiling faces. She just sent me a bunch of smiling faces because you said Mary, but she said thank you, and she also said that. We had a little church that, you know, cocaine came and spread the word, some word. And I was like, yes, most definitely. Yeah. She said she needed to hear that. Yeah. So, see, he inspired her. That's why I said keep inspiring. Keep putting that word out there because you never know who's listening. So,
that part.
Good conversation. Definitely good conversation. I definitely enjoyed and got some knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
Music.
Shout out to Cocaine. I knew it was going to be great, so he didn't disappoint. So shout out to Cocaine. Shout out again to our sponsor, Jeff Kwan, for making it all happen. Thank you, Jeff. And Cocaine is his family, man. He's been, like, you know, always kept it 100 and solid and always there, you know, man. So salute to Cocaine, man. Never like a Hollywood dude. He always keep it 100. So shout out to Cocaine.
Yeah,
love
he's
you, brother.
Solid.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Yeah. Solid, solid,
solid,
solid. Yes. Yes, well, go ahead and take us up out of here, Queen. We're about out of time. We did it again. So
we'll
end on a great note.
We did it again.
Queen Jean.
Well, I'm just going to say all praise to the Most High. Everybody live your truth. Stay solid. Be kind to one another. It's holiday season. Be safe when you're outside. Please be safe when you're outside because the boogeyman is out there ready to do his thing. And one love.
One love, one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. And I'm going to say, man, I love you all. Thank you
cold.
For the continued support. Yeah, it's getting cold. It's cuffing season. What they say, they call it, I forgot. But, yeah, it's getting cold. It's getting, you know, chilly. Get you somebody to hold or tight or just, you know, get you a good pillow, a new pillow, either one. But just stay safe, man, like Queen said, and keep your head on the swivel and just be aware at all times because it is a lot going on. It's the holidays. People out there hungry. You know, you make you fool. It's a gang of motherfuckers out there hungry and just greedy. Not hungry, but greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And willing to do anything.
Yeah.
So just stay
anything.
Aware, safe, and stay prayed up. Just keep God first. Like we've been talking about this whole night, let God lead you and everything else will be okay. I'm just telling you, man, the homie Hank told you, all you got to do is just let God lead you. Put him first. Put the Most High first. And everything else will kind of fall in line, man. So that's the best advice I can give you. Much love from
you. Don't
try to be
fit.
Until next time, we'll be back. Yeah, yeah. That part. That part.
Yeah. Don't try to be slick with the Most High because you can't be.
No, you can't. You can't do that. Come on now. If you old enough, you live long enough, you know that don't work anyway. So I mean, them things don't work with him. Tricks and all that little bull, them little tricks and all that don't work. Yeah, I'm sure if you live long enough,
not at all.
You've been through enough,
you
should know that by
know.
Now. So. Yeah, so just keep it square, keep it straight, man. No, you know, don't cut corners. Yeah, all of that. Stay solid, like Queen say. And we'll see you guys again on Friday, man, okay? So much love, y'all. Thank you for the love and support. You know, we'll be in the after hours kicking it as well. And much love. Check out Tweed Cadillac tomorrow night, 93.3 FMism. We'll be there kicking it with the Tweed. And just love and support. Follow Queen Jean. Follow me on all digital platforms. IGs and get some love in your life. Thank you again. We're out of here. Peace and love. Thank you, Queen. Love you. Peace and love, everyone.
You're welcome. Love you, too. Peace.